football. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
You can calisthenics, get ready. We got a little ball game to go here tonight. We got a little ball game show. We call this the show ball game. A little pregame, a little ball game. We got some action here tonight, man. Don't even think about leaving anywhere. Don't even think about going. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com. You can listen to us right here with your iHeartRadio app if you're not even around. Or if you are around, you can go to right like you're listening to us now. If you don't currently have your radios on, turn them on as we speak. Okay,
how would they be able to do that, Mark?
I told you that story once. The guy that was our sports director in Miami when I was at TVJ, Channel 4 down there, he's trying to contact one of the photographers. We're in another car. We're on the two-way. This is before cell phones. I'm doing just like Bernie did. Bernie Rosen's his name. Still around. Great guy. Old man. He says, based to Jimmy Arminio. That's how he talks. Based to Jimmy Arminio. And I'm with Ross Noble, the other photographer. We're kind of laughing because Bernie's on the thing. He doesn't really know how to use it. He says it again. Based to Jimmy Arminio. Third time comes. Based to, he's like screaming. Based to Jimmy Arminio. And then the fourth time he says, Jimmy, if you do not currently have your radio on, please turn it on. Come on, that's classic.
It's a classic. It is classic. How would he know? It would just be osmosis.
Well, I think maybe Bernie was screaming it so loud. Maybe he could just hear it, you know, down US 1 or something in South Florida. Wait, is that Bernie? What's going on there? So I'm telling you, we did it again, Rob, last night.
All right, what did we do last night?
We did it last night on a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. We did it again.
What was that? What did we do?
We said we were going to say something, and we never said it.
What was that? Please tell me.
See if you can remember what we promised we would tell people about. It has to do with the Tigers. It has to do with baseball, obviously.
Okay.
It has to do with Jim Leland. It has to do with 06.
What? I forgot. I'm
you know, even with those clues?
Yes. What did we say we were going to do?
We were talking about how one game makes a huge difference.
Yes.
We never told
I can't believe that. That was a great story, Mark. What happened?
Tell it.
No, you go ahead.
So it's 2006. It's the summer. Was it July?
Hey, you guys on the other side of the glass, listen to this and
listen
learn.
Listen up. Okay. Yeah, listen and learn. It's July. You know, the Tigers, they're playing well, but it's just the middle of the season. It's a hot day. It's a weekend against Kansas City.
It's a Sunday game.
It's like 100 degrees. It was really hot, humid, everything, terrible. So on Saturday, the Tigers, they had this roll against the Royals going.
Friday they clobbered them. Saturday they clobbered them.
I think, was Buddy managing the Royals at that time?
Yep, yes, he was.
Buddy Bell, the former Tiger manager, was managing Kansas City. Leland's in his first year. Now, we don't know they're going to the World Series yet. Remember, this is July of that year. So Saturday, clobbering, like Rob said. Saturday, another clobber. It's like 9-1 or something. It comes out, Leland even says, tomorrow, Sunday, I'm giving off a day off to Pudge, Polanco.
And Maglio.
Maglio, and I think there was one other one, Rob, that still was playing a lot but wasn't playing.
But those three for sure.
Three for sure, and I'm pretty sure it was four guys. And he even said, like, two pitchers were unavailable.
And I want to say Polanco went 4-for-4 the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had a great weekend like going.
That, right.
So he's taking Polanco's bat, which was actually the bigger of the bats at that time. Remember, there's no Miguel Cabrera yet.
Polanco was a monster.
He's a monster. He had a 300-year.
Right?
Yeah. So the Tigers come out Sunday. None of those guys are playing. Good crowd. They want to see Mags play. Forget the fact the crowd comes to see Pudge and Mags. There's no Cabrera, no, you know, this is Verlander's rookie
right.
season. And none of the guys play. They get hammered. Kansas City hammers. There's no offense. They're out of touch. They're out of whack. They're just, you know, out of sync. And Rob wrote a column. He writes a column that it was a huge mistake, that even in July you may come to regret this. Something of that.
Because if you're trying to win a division, you got to win all the games you can win.
And you got to beat up on the teams you know you can beat up on. Don't let up on the gas. Go after them.
And what happened? And when I wrote that column, people were like, oh, it's just one game.
One
game. What are you talking about?
On their way to the World Series, they ended up not winning the Central Division. And how many games were they behind the Minnesota Twins?
One game, Mark Wilson. And that was the game I talked about. Because they, like, threw in the towel. They, like, took their foot off of Kansas City's neck and said, ah, we're beating you up pretty bad.
Now,
we'll give you a break.
Right. This would have been a huge deal had they not got the wild card. What if they hadn't won the wild card? You could go back and to this day, you'd be lamenting that July day when he didn't play those guys and almost accepted losing against Kansas City.
And I'll give you one other example. We'll move forward. One other, Mark. To this day, I still can't get over with Jim Leland. Kenny Rogers didn't allow a run in the postseason in 2006. Was
right.
that? Six.
Yeah, not a run.
He's saving him for game six at home, and they get eliminated in game five in St. Louis.
By Jeff Weaver.
It's a must-win game. How are you saving somebody, Mark?
Dude, all I can say is thank you, Leland, because I had that Halloween party that I would have had to miss my own Halloween party.
And it worked out.
It worked out because that was like the 30th of October, and I didn't have to miss the party.
Gary, did you hear what I said?
It was game six.
He saves Kenny Rogers for game six, and they get eliminated in game five.
So Kenny should have come to the Halloween party. He was available.
I mean, that made no sense.
He could have pitched there.
I remember writing a column about that. I ripped the move. It was dumb. All right.
And Rob,
a lot to do
tonight. Oh, yeah, let's just do it. Can we get started here, please?
Let's go.
Because
let's
Joe
go.
Nathan's got a
I'm
dead
giving,
arm.
I'm giving you two.
And we got master stuff coming up, all sorts of
do
good stuff.
Do they have
stuff.
Any pills for that to make his arm, like, since it's soft now?
To have a live arm?
Like
no,
make
there's
it live
no live
arm.
No. Like Lipitor or
yeah, something like that.
Cialis.
Or, you know,
well,
Levitra.
His arm would be like this if it was Levitra, Cialis, or Viagra.
Well, that's up at least. It's not limp.
Remember, this is an unnatural motion. You know, kinesiology will tell you, because we have a pendulum arm, that you want to pitch this way. Not this way. This is unnatural motion.
So
you know
this
that, right?
is no good, but this is okay.
You can watch. Can someone please turn this thing up? You didn't turn my monitor over, so I can't see myself. But I can see myself throwing right now. This is, yes, Rob. This is unnatural. This is okay.
This is okay.
Softball pitchers are...
What? I'm asking you. That's like a softball pitcher like
I think
this.
You're trying to go into the gutter here,
no,
and I'm
not.
Trying to prevent you from doing it. Softball pitchers are cool because that's the actual motion the arm wants to do, the unnatural motion. If God had intended for you to pitch overhand, your arms would be up here, not down here. But he didn't.
I am so hungry tonight. I have no idea.
Ooh, then you'll like this one. Hi, everybody. My name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is the guy who says he invented the Taco Bell Doritos taco. He did, and not those crazy interns that claim they invented the Doritos taco back in like the 90s. And let me tell you something, I'm not afraid to say it, it's really burning his chalupa. Is
got,
that what you're calling
you
it?
You got any penicillin in your bag?
No penicillin.
Because my chalupa's burning.
His chalupa's burning. Oh, click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker, the man with the burnt chalupa on WDF at 11:30. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson, EP, our producer
Are
Gary.
You tempted to say flage all the time?
I don't know why it always seems like you're about to say flage. Because I said it for a long time. But EP, Gary, and Nick, and Josh, who is the video streaming minion
today. Do we have
today,
a minion right there, please? Do
Josh
we have a minion?
Is here, yes. He's...
Josh, come here. Please do this for me, please.
What do you want him to do?
I don't. You see yourself in the thing.
I don't like to see myself either.
Can you just move the thing in so I can't see myself? I don't want to see the actual shot of me. I've said this before.
You know what? Usually when I'm handling a video camera, I like to watch it afterwards, not during.
That's the
you
problem.
Know I mean?
I know. He's done that many times. Just turn it so I don't see myself. It's all I'm not asking for a lot in life.
Look at that. Josh laughed.
So
I got Josh
better.
To laugh. How about me, Josh? I don't want to see myself.
Josh, don't you like the... He doesn't want to see himself either.
Take the... Yeah, just push the screen down. I don't
Josh, if we were really egotistical...
No, don't turn it off. Just push it... Yeah.
Aren't you happy that you got a couple of guys that aren't so egotistical? They got to see themselves?
I'm good. I don't want...
From now on, I never want to see... I don't understand how you guys can look at us. And all the... You find people at home or wherever you are on your pewters... On ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You can actually watch the show as well as listen to the show. Joe Nathan's got a dead arm. He talked about it on a radio program, And let me tell you something. I talked to some folks down in Texas. I got a lot of guys who I know work down there in television and radio in the Dallas area are not surprised by this news. This supposedly, maybe not the words dead arm, had filtered through the Texas Rangers community. And that's why Joe Nathan is now obviously not a Texas Ranger for whatever reason. But no one was shocked to hear this thing about, look, let me tell you something. The words dead arm for a closer, that's like having your financial advisor say you're broke.
Well, Mark, let me tell you, on Saturday, if you watch the game or listen to the game, dude's throwing all kinds of breaking. It didn't even make any sense. He wasn't trying to throw any fastballs, and maybe his arm was out of it. Because the pitching sequences and the pitches he was using was not a Joe Nathan save. It didn't make any sense.
Well, last night, Tigers, as you know, lost the game to the Dodgers. You know that by now. In the 10th inning, on some, you know, it's Victor Martinez had tied the game in the 9th with 2 outs. They tried to steal second. Made no sense. Jabba Chamberlain came back to pitch after he struck out the side in the 9th. The LA.
That's
side.
The best he's looked.
Oh,
he looked
great.
Really good.
Looked great. And the thing about Brad Ausmus was, as soon as he walked the first batter in the 10th, goodbye, Jabba. There was no question. I don't even think it was a matter of pitching matchups, bringing Phil Koch in, left-hander, didn't matter. He saw that walk. That is not going to last and live in the Brad Ausmus world. You walk a guy, you're going to go. And
I agree. You can't walk the leadoff guy, Mark. You just can't do it. You got to make that guy, let him get a knock. Let him earn his way on.
Right. But he didn't wait. And as good as Jabba looked in the 9th, as soon as he walked the guy in the 10th, gone, and of course we know what happens. Phil Koch is a Coke machine.
No, he's Diet Coke now. He didn't have anything.
Call anything you want. But, dude, I don't get the fascination anymore. I really don't. I don't think he should have been brought back last year, much less this year. But he is, and he screwed it up, and there was the end of it.
You know why they brought him back?
I understand. Rob, I don't care if he's making $1.90. It's $1.90 too much. All right? I don't care about the money. I don't want to hear about that he was cheap. Are you kidding me? Mike Yelich spends money like crazy. Even to this day, yes,
yeah,
hockey rink and all.
Yes, but he was cheap. I'm just saying, he was cheap. That's why
I know. He's a left-handed arm, and they're hard to find. Wada, 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 wada. I'd rather have you go out there and pitch left-handed. You don't even throw left-handed.
All right, 248-848.
EP can go throw left-handed. I'd take him over Phil Koch.
1130 is the telephone number, Mark. And
enough with the Phil Koch. But the
great,
Joe Nathan thing.
Well, Joe Nathan, are you concerned? Are you – because remember, he already in 2 save opportunities, blew one, and that just hasn't really looked good so far. So that's another – the bullpen right now, Mark, disaster.
Yeah, I think you're in a capital D. I think right now that's your concern.
And it's a bit. And the other thing too,
I
talked about it, Mark.
Hit, but.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Because when I said they stink the other day, you were like, "Oh, well, it was only a couple of games."
Only two guys, and everybody else was in 300, but it was so early in the season.
Mark,
I'm not saying I don't disagree or degree or
Scherzer and Verlander have together 4 starts. 4 quality starts, 3 runs or less, right? 6 innings.
How many wins between them?
And no wins.
0.
Gary's right on the money.
Oh, Gary, you know, you're hitting it. You're hitting it.
Gary, you are there, my man. You hear me? You are there.
I just can't get over the fact he said the words. Joe, dude, I got news for you. And does he not look like Dan Heron? Does Joe Nathan not look like
Dan
Heron?
He's a big dude, though.
But they look, facially, they look almost identical. And the current Dan Heron. You can look at an old picture of Dan Heron, but, you know, that's the way that goes. Is this my old buddy? Let's get things started. Is this Rob Roy out in Arizona?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? It's good to hear your voice again. You guys sound great.
Dude.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Rob Roy was my intern.
At Fox 2?
No, in Lansing. How many years ago now, dude?
Well, it's going on a little less than 30, but great memories.
Wow.
I share your concerns about the Tigers bullpen. I'm encouraged by Ausmus. I think he'll figure it out. I thought Nathan was a good sign, although early on, you know, it's looking a little bit shaky. But I was really interested, though, switching over to college basketball, if you don't mind. Am I just dreaming to think there might even be the smallest little chance that Gary Harris could surprise everyone and come back to Michigan State? What percentage would you lay on the possibility of him coming back to the green and white for just one more year?
Ask me if he's coming back.
Is he coming back?
Not this year.
Rob Roy, seriously.
He's not. Are you
kidding
me?
He's a top 10 pick. There is no scenario where Gary Harris is not at least.
If Gary Harris comes back, he should have his degree taken away when he gets it because he's not a smart guy. Anytime you could earn, okay, and you can make money of that size and that amount legally, whenever you could acquire wealth and legally, you have to do it. I don't know what else he'd be coming back to Michigan State for. You know, Izzo is coach, he's not going to win a championship.
I agree with you. Everyone needs a sanity check once in a while, and you just gave me mine. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you're on my Facebook and all, but that's – are you listening to us on the pewter?
Yeah, all the way from Arizona. I thought I'd go ahead and jump on, check you guys out.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you watching us too?
Yeah.
Can you see me wave to you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Technology works.
Things have changed a lot in the last 30 years. So
unbelievable.
Technology and everything. It's great. It's great to see you guys. I don't want to hold up your show, but always watching you from far and listening, not stalking or anything like
no,
that.
No, no. Rob Roy, you're one of my all-time faves. You're one of my fave guys that we had back then. I don't want to think about it. Too many years ago.
Likewise. And you're keeping good company with Parker. So
there you go.
Thank you.
After all these years. All right, Rob. Take it
all
easy.
Right, thanks.
See you later. Yep,
appreciate
it. Rob Roy, I don't want to say his whole name, but
248-848-1130. That was your intern, huh?
For 28, 29 years
ago. Wow.
Isn't that something? Bob in Oak Park, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. I would just ask Rob Roy, please do me a favor. We're done with college basketball right now. You know, it's baseball season, so I can understand maybe Arizona.
Hey, not when those guys have a decision to make. That's a big deal.
Did you watch the Tigers last night?
Like Rob Parker said, I don't think it's much of a decision. But
I don't.
No, for Gary Harris.
Right. You know, he's going for the green, not the green and the white.
There you go. I like that.
That's very good.
Speaking of green, would somebody please tell Miguel Cabrera that the season has started? I mean, he's done a little bit, but, you know, we really needed him last night. And what did he go, 0 for 4?
0 for 4. Took the collar off.
I mean, come on. The guy's getting $28 million a year. Hello.
Did you see when he got struck out? Did you see? I
didn't see it. I was just listening, trying not to fall asleep.
Hey, Bob, but I got to tell you, there's a reason why Don Mattingly and the Dodgers are considered so. Rob's got them winning the World Series.
Winning the World Series. They got a little loaded.
Dan Heron is as good as it gets sometimes when he's on. And this Kenley Jansen, dude, I'm telling you, he's going to be a class receiver closer in the same sense that Craig Kimbrell is from Atlanta.
I understand that, but I listen to the radio and I listen to Jim Price, and Jim Price keeps popping up Cabrera as possibly and probably the best hitter ever.
Well, he should have shut up.
The best hitter ever doesn't go 0 for 4 and strike out against a straight fastball pitcher. That's all the guy was throwing, was fastball.
I know.
But before we even get to that, and Mark brought it up, seriously, I just want people, this is not any Detroit hate or hate on Miguel Cabrera, who's a great player, but people need to stop. When you go look at Hank Aaron's numbers and go look at Albert Pujols' numbers.
He just hit his first of the year last night.
Seriously. I mean, don't act like – people act like they've never seen this. I just don't get it.
I agree. And the guy is 31 years old. Like, is there a possibility anyway that his best years are behind him?
Bob, I'm going to say one thing about Miguel Cabrera, and then I'm going to shut the hell up. You ready?
Yes, sir.
If I recall correctly, the last couple of months of last season, he had, a grand total of one ding?
He was hurt.
Okay.
Yep. He was hurt.
All right. And then the postseason came and went, and he didn't exactly light it up.
He was hurt.
He has hit one so far. I'm going to tell you this. Until I actually see him now do this, he's on the clock for his power stick. I know he can get singles and doubles, but I want to see that power stick return.
Well, it's going to be hard with nobody in protection.
Say what you want.
So we'll see.
Hurt is hurt, but when you're hurt after 30, sometimes things linger.
Well, how come you know that, Robin? I know that, but apparently the Tigers, I mean, they extend. He had a couple of years left. Why did they give him such a long extension? Didn't they realize, hey, let's back the last season, he was hurt at the end of the season.
But you know why? You know why? Part of it was, I'm telling you, and people think I'm wrong on this, part of it was they were going to do it anyway. Obviously, they didn't want him to leave. But they were in a PR thing where they just, like, the Scherzer thing just blew up in their face. They got rid of to Washington, the pitcher.
Doug Fister.
So people are saying, oh, the Tigers are cheap. The Tigers are cheap.
Fire sailing it a little
bit. Right, you know what I mean? So they were kind of trying to, like, convince people, no, we're still in this, and look at what we just did or whatever. I think there was a little bit of that. Because you're right, with 2 years left before he turns a free agent, two full years, it didn't make sense
to
do it at that time.
But, Bob, I'm telling you, that money was already budgeted for him.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Well,
yes.
You know, know, maybe they could have used a little bit of it and gotten rid of Phil Koch and gotten somebody that
You'd think, wouldn't you?
These guys weren't even trying to hit it off of him. They were just like, well, I'll just put the bat there and bang, there it goes.
Well, that hit that. Carl Crawford crushed that ball the other
way. He did.
Great hearing you guys again.
Thanks,
talk
Bob.
You again. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, 248-848-1130.
Let's get KC in here. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, bud?
Wow, sounds like Mickey's got a dead bat.
Yeah, dead bat, dead arm. We got a lot of dead weight over there. Dead wood.
What was it, a team of zombies, a Walking Dead on a Tiger's D or what?
The Walking Dead.
Hey, Casey, hold on real quick. Mark, give a Parker the Man shout out.
Oh, Casey, hang on for a second. Shout out.
Well, it's a big time shout out.
Oh, big time.
Darlene, one of my classmates. No, not that Darlene. No. I know you think about Darlene Pagalos.
Yes, our former sales.
We went to. I don't know, like middle school together. She's watching in New York.
She's watching you.
She's
right
watching
now?
In New York. Yep, Darlene Campbell.
And, Darlene Campbell.
Mark, you know what you know about that? When you see the picture of those 50 the cupcakes for my birthday, Darlene made those. She owns a cupcake business.
Cupcakes.
Yeah,
I could use one right now.
I know, Darlene. I haven't had any cupcakes since then.
Casey, who couldn't use a cupcake? You know.
Again, I thought the shout out was going to be about me.
No, come on, Casey. We love you anyway. You know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know how old Darlene is, but I'm a little worried about that. Evan Reed, the woman involved, 45 years old. Is this a tiger on cougar crime or what?
She's 45?
45.
You got to be, how old is she?
The accusing woman is 45 years old.
28.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, that's the accusing woman. Yeah, that's her age.
45.
That's not writing in the bar or the casino.
Well, Motor City is a real dark casino, but that's not to joke about, okay? It's not funny. Rob, people can see you. Not a funny story, Casey, and the problem is now we can be seen, so we're just being careful here, but that's a very serious charge.
He should have known that she was 45 years old.
Well, have you been to Motor City?
There's a lot of kiddies involved, so I think there's somebody who's going to cough up a furball here pretty soon.
Oh, boy, stop it.
Oh, Lord, no.
And, guys, you can't worry about the bullpen. You know, it's still early. They're just getting their legs underneath them on the West Coast trip. You know, I worry if they didn't win a game out there. You know, they got Crosby, they got Kroll, they got Oliveira. They got these people they can pull in and plug in. You know, Phil Koch, this is his goodbye, you know, swan song. Till, you know, somebody picks him up and, you know, comes back to haunt us. But, you know, I'm not worried about the bullpen. The starting pitching is going to be there. You know, Chamberlain, I thought, was a great pickup. You know, I'm not worried about the Tigers at this point, you know. And the Red Wings, they're going to make it. All they need is one more point, you know, 23 straight years and counting. You know, how great is that, you know?
It's amazing, to be honest.
Tonight is the night. If they doesn't have to be, but if they get
one point, either a win or overtime loss.
Mm-hmm. Either way, they got the point, then they're in.
And, Mark, the woman who was 45, dead giveaway, when she asked to put Carson on after they.
Pistons are playing Cleveland tonight, if you care. They're down 5 to the Cavs in the first.
Can you turn on Carson?
What?
Can you turn on Carson?
At least he didn't use Jack Parr. Down 5 to Cleveland. Cleveland and the. Oh, man. So we'll follow the Pistons for you. The Wings, obviously, against Pittsburgh. That game doesn't start till 8. Tigers don't go till 10:10. It's Beckett and Sanchez tonight. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Joe Nathan, the dead arm syndrome.
Are you concerned? I mean, are you not worried?
I disagree with Casey.
Casey, you know what? He says it was all right, you know, to get Jabba. I didn't think Jabba had a good enough year last year.
If you had heard that Papa Lardo, Jose Valverde had a dead arm.
Has the same amount of saves as Joe Nathan.
You know, I think we would have been all over him. Why is Nathan getting a break after what he said today? 248-848-1130. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com, Facebook, Twitter, all the stuff. Check out iHeartRadio. Get that app. And as always, we're right here week by week now. It's our third week, 7 to 10 on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. And, yeah, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, I was driving around again today, as I know you were. Beautiful day out there. We were about 55, 56 degrees, and I'm still trying to play that dodge, the bob and weave, you know, the dodging thing with those craters. I mean, some of them off of Hagerty, like near between 14 and Maple. Brutal. Brutal. And, of course, I saw a car on the side of the road again. There they, you know who they needed? They needed expert car care because they had that problem with the wheel. They had the thing. They had to get the tire repaired. They had to, probably the whole thing was messed up. Expert Car Care offers you free inspections and guarantees the lowest prices in town, and you'll be back in the road safe and sound the same day. Expert Care, good Mike and his guys, services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair, like that guy needed today off between 14 and Maple, or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And Rob Parker is right here right now, and he'll tell you that there's two people you should mention, and something good will happen to you.
That's right, Parker the man. And Mark, if you do mention us, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That is over $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the man.
$100, no holla?
You got it. Expert Car Care, that's XPERT, has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
.730 Sports Night with Parker and the Man for this Wednesday, April 9, 2014. Pistons well underway at Cleveland. The Cavs are up 25-14 in that game. What do we got? A couple left? What does the Pistons have? Three? There's only a few games left, and this horrifyingly bad, what turned out to be a terrible basketball season in this town, will finally be over. At Chicago on Friday, final home game versus Toronto on Sunday. And Rob, you didn't hear? Did you hear the news?
What's that?
For the final game at the Palace on Sunday for this season, it's Fan Appreciation Day. Game is at 3:30 for NBA TV. All fans in attendance get to sit next to Rashid. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't know
That's
that.
The big
is that
promotion.
Right? And they get
all six fans attending that game get to sit next to Rashid Wallace. That's how it works. And then they finish up. You have to wait till next Wednesday to finish up at Oklahoma City against Kevin Durant and the Thunder. Durant's streak ended, by the way, last night. Scored just 23 in the Thunder win at Sacktown.
So he didn't get the 30, huh?
Didn't get 25. 25 was the number.
Oh, 25, right.
He had gone 41 straight games, 25 points or more. That broke Michael Jordan's record from the 80s. Of course, OKC still won the game, and Durant, 23, still did fine. But that you'll get to see Durant on the road, see it on TV, Wednesday, and that will end the season and Joe Dumars' reign as president and general manager of the Pistons. At least we're 99.999% sure that's going to happen pretty soon. So coming up, we're going to do a little Masters business. Tomorrow, Rob Parker, maybe you heard about it, maybe you haven't, because this Tiger Woods guy isn't playing for the first time in two decades. And we'll get back to Joe Nathan and the Tigers, too, before the Tigers play at 10-10 tonight, because I still want to talk more about Joe Nathan and the dead arm thing. I think it's a terrible thing for him to say. Even if he knew it, he shouldn't have said it. In any event, Masters coming up. Obviously, in your mind, there's a lot less attention being paid to it because Tiger's not playing. The ticket prices are way down. Badge prices to get onto the course at Augusta National. I'll give you an example, Rob. Last year, they commanded up to $2,500 for round one. That's one round. It's not the weekend. $2,500. Badges, as soon as he announced he wasn't coming, went down to as low as $1,200, $1,300 for round one. They are now available for as little as $750 to $800 for round one. That's three times less than they were making for that bit of business last year.
And, Mark, you know, Augusta's never been known for trying to lure, you know, African-American crowd. But I think on Friday they're having a catfish fish fry.
Just to get people to the course, a southern style catfish fish fry. You have to be careful how you say that quickly.
I know
that fish fry to get people to Augusta.
They figured, you know, let the locals who never get to see the place, so maybe they'll come in and buy some fish or whatever. It's a fish fry.
You know, it really is. Well, Bob Krause is going to join us. He's going to talk some golf with us about the Masters and what to look for with Tiger out.
Bob's laughing. Come on, Bob. You know you're laughing.
And
I don't care.
We get the very special pleasure at 8 o'clock of talking to one of the legends at Augusta National. That's Carl Jackson. He's been the caddy for Ben Crenshaw for almost 40 years. He started as a caddy there when he was like 11 years old. He's a really interesting guy, and we're going to talk to him after 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll do all that coming up. We got to still do this, and then we got a sports wrap coming up. So let's not waste any more time. All right, 248-848-1130 is our number. Sports wrap next.
But first, Mark, I have Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations.
You got it.
You know, Mark, you think you're the man?
No, Sam's the man.
Sam is the man, trust me. I get all my clothes tailored there. Mark, you could even go in there and buy a suit, and Sam will fix it up real nice for you and tailor it, make it look like it was made for you. I mean, that's how good he is. So go to Sam's Alterations. It's located at 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Telephone number 248-552-9950. Mark, there's nothing better than when your clothes fit right.
Oh,
not drooping, not sagging, but they fit you like a glove, and Sam can make that happen. So go check them out. Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. The number again, 248-552-9950. Hey, Mark?
Yep.
Go get Sam!
Sports wrap next on The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.